And now?
Today, we do not know what they want. They do not know themselves what they really want.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it.
Brexit means Brexit.
To Wire.
Good sting. What a great sting to make its debut. On International Desk, we are going to Hong Kong, where protests have now lasted for 3 months. It started as a protest against a controversial bill which amends the law to allow extradition from Hong Kong to mainland China, but now protests have evolved to demand more democratic rights and autonomy. The Hong Kong government has been criticised on how it handled the protests as it refused to respond to protesters' demands, despite 2 million people, or one-third of Hong Kong's population, demonstrated in the streets. Police were also accused of power abuse as they were seen overusing riot control weapons, conducting unnecessary stop and checks, mass arresting democracy activists and opposition lawmakers, as well as storming train stations in full riot gear, beating and pepper spraying civilians. I talked to Jason and Tiffany, which are not their real names, two Hong Kong high school students who organised class boycotts as part of the protests against the government.
The group at our school was originally organised by a handful of Year 12 students back in June when the protests against the extradition bill first started, because we didn't see a lot of discussion about the bill in school.
But now we have more than 20 members in the group after we launched an Instagram page, because we want to spread the message to other students and get more people involved in the discussion on what we are going to do next. The idea of that was to diversify our base and try to split up the workload.
I know you have organized class boycotts at your school last week. When did you decide to go on with this?
Well, we decided that in mid-August because we saw students from neighbouring schools who also decided to boycott classes at the first week of the new school year. That's why we followed suit, because we want to express our own opinions.
We felt that boycotting classes is a good idea, but only if our school and a couple of others did that. It won't be that effective in delivering the message. But when we saw a lot of other schools responding to the call for the boycott, we thought this would be effective and we decided to go along with it.
What did the school think of the boycott when you first brought the idea to them?
When we first talked to the school about a class boycott at the end of August, the school was against the idea, so we had to change the format of it from a class boycott to a public lecture.
And the school doesn't really want us to hold this event. And the reason we were allowed to hold this public lecture is because the school said they realised quite a lot of students were concerned about the issue. We also had other ideas to let our thoughts be heard, like handing out white ribbons and black masks or setting up an opinion wall. But the school didn't allow us to do that because they said the school was supposed to be politically neutral, and allowing that could cause fights between students with different viewpoints. We really weren't expecting that. But since the school year starts, there wasn't a lot of school-led discussion on recent protests, not even the current affairs school club. I don't know what will happen later, but it seems to me that the school is using political neutrality as an excuse to ban any discussion on campus. If the school has an open and fair environment for any discussion, I have no doubt that students will be respectful. But what the school is now doing is the exact opposite. because they've already jumped to the conclusion that we'll be marginalising those with an opposing opinion, and this is not contributing to the situation at all.
What did the school think of the boycott when you first brought the idea to them?
I moved stuff to form barriers during the protest and stayed with other protesters until late at night. But who would expect this is the way that a high school student spends his summer holidays, protesting in the streets one second, then having a riot and tactical police running at you with their weapons out the next. This sort of pressure is one that I don't think anyone could understand unless they are really present there. And I will never forget one scene when a girl lost her eye because she was shot by a beanbag round from the police because I was close there when it happened. You never imagine these scenes before in your life, getting chased by police and seeing people getting shot.
One specific thing that I remembered was going to the rally with my friend in the CBD during a general strike in August. Suddenly, police fired tear gas into the crowd, and it felt like they were never going to stop. We don't have any protective gear like a gas mask, only a normal surgical one. We ran into the metro station and took the train two stops away. Because there's a lot of other protesters going in the same direction as well, we didn't take off our masks and change our clothes. There was a woman on the train next to us and she looked at us, frightened and stepped back. I was shocked because I don't understand why she did that. We didn't do anything illegal.
Do you feel that you have learned anything from the past 3 months, or maybe you have changed in some ways?
I think I did. Before the protest, I didn't pay a lot of attention to politics or any news in detail, but now my whole summer holiday was solely focused on the news. I read a lot on how legislation was changed in Hong Kong and how other protest methods work to see if I can contribute. But I think I now understand much more in detail what I am thinking on certain issues.
What about your peers? Do you think they have changed as well?
No, I think my friends and I got more similar towards each other. Maybe it's because we get similar information growing up. But I have some friends who disagree with me. Not that they disagree with protests in general, but on smaller details like jumping over ticket barriers when taking the train. We still talk to each other, but we tend to avoid being confrontational. But for myself, I think through these protests it changed my perspective of Hong Kong. Beforehand, I thought most people were selfish and calculating, but the past 3 months I only saw people helping and encouraging each other. Maybe it's the circumstances that we're in now, but people now are caring towards one another. And I also think my perspective on going to the front line of protests has also changed, because I used to feel guilty about not being there in person, but now I understand everyone has their own role in the protests, and mine is now running the school's concern group and organising demonstrations.
Chief Executive Carrie Lam has announced that she will officially retract the extradition amendment bill. Do you accept this outcome?
No. For the past 3 months, we have been demanding the government to fulfill the 5 demands the protesters listed. In fact, I don't think any Hong Kong citizens will accept that. 8 people have killed themselves because of the bill, more than 1,200 people have been arrested because of the subsequent protests, and some protesters have lost an eye. So we can't back down because the chief executive agreed only 1 out of the 5 demands.
因為林鄭只不過係應承咗五個入邊其中一個訴求，而我哋會放棄。
我就一定會抽貨嘅，咁一樣啦，佢哋嗰個口號唔係真係淨係一個口號咯。點解我哋咁堅持要咁大數落去啊？分貨。
I won't accept this outcome as well. The five demands from all Hong Kong is just not a slogan, but the manifesto of these protests.All of us are backing these protests because we're angry at how the government has responded to the unprecedented backlash against this extradition amendment bill, because what we are seeing is that the government kept ignoring the opposition and the police. Their abuse of power and violence is now going unchecked because the current system can't hold those who've broken the rules to account. We've already lost confidence in the system, and I think the only way to solve these problems...is to give true democratic elections back to the Hong Kong people. The protest now was already not about opposing the extradition amendment bill.
Quite a lot of people for the past 3 months have said that they just want Hong Kong to go back to normality. And I'm curious, what does your normal Hong Kong look like?
咁我諗對於正常香港嘅定義，每個人都唔同啦。所以咁可能喺上一代嚟講，正常香港係。
A lot of people have different definitions of what a normal Hong Kong looks like, but for me, it's a city with fewer mainland Chinese people. For the older generation, a normal Hong Kong for them was a city with fewer mainlanders, fewer traffic jams, and less crowded streets. But the normal Hong Kong now is the complete opposite. And under these protests, I feel like I saw a glimpse of what the past because there are fewer mainlanders on the streets.
好難定義，但我比較想要冇大陸人嘅香港。
我會覺得佢哋口中所講正常嘅香港，純粹係以後每個禮拜六日啊，都唔會再有人上街示威啊。
Mine's different. I think those who wanted Hong Kong to go back to normal said that because they don't want any more protests in the street during the weekends. To be honest, part of me is getting tired of protesting every weekend, and I think we deserve to say this more than anyone. But now trust between civilians and police are gone. Even without any protests next week, the relationship between civilians and police at least will not go back to normal.I used to feel normal when I see police presence in the streets, but now I feel nervous at the sight of a police car. Without taking care of these problems, I don't think Hong Kong will go back to normality at all.
Is there anything you would like to add or say to people overseas, including those who think the protests are violent or wrong in the first place?
I believe every protest or every uprising behind it has its own reasons.
I believe every protest or even revolution has a reason, instead of 2 million people suddenly deciding they want to break things. I hope they understand the reason why people decide to protest. If they know the true reason why so many people are taken to the streets every week, they'll understand why Hong Kong is in this state.
Our so-called political rights are a farce. Even though we can elect our members of parliament, it is an illusion because half of the chamber is not elected democratically by the people. And basically, the government can force through as many bills as they want because they have the votes.We never got the democratic elections we were promised more than 20 years ago, and we've tolerated this illusion for too long. Now many of us have awakened, but we are facing a stone-hearted regime in Hong Kong and Beijing. We are just using as many ways as we can, including the more radical methods, to tell them what we want. I know a perfect democratic society doesn't exist, but you cannot allow someone who represents few people to make decisions for all of us. We are just fighting for basic human rights. I hope people will only comment on our actions after they understand what is happening. And those who cherish democracy will support us as well.